Welcome back to day 13. You're doing great. You made it this far. So we're well along in our sleep series, and we will continue with the theme of relaxing the body. Today we'll have a particular theme of finding ease in dis-ease. I'll explain more in a bit, but first, let's settle in as we always do. We'll start by taking 5 deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, holding it for a moment, and then out through the mouth. And you can continue with 5 more of those at your own pace. Eventually letting the breath settle back into its own rhythm. And we'll start to invite the body to soften. We've been doing a lot of that this week, so you may more quickly be able to tune into anywhere that's holding tension and simply feel like it's disengaging or melting away or sinking in. And we can also move through our usual 3, inviting the jaw to soften, noticing if the teeth were clenched, inviting the shoulders to soften. And then the belly. Remembering that taking care of yourself is never selfish. The only way that we're able to show up fully in the world for ourselves and for others is if we take this time for self-care. So you should be proud of yourself for taking care of yourself in this way. We can give ourselves the opportunity for the wave of the day to wash over us. It's a few moments where we get to feel whatever might be residual. We go, I see you, I hear you, I feel you. It gives the experience a felt sense of being acknowledged. The same way that a kid needs to be acknowledged, and then they can move on to what's next. For us, we get to acknowledge, validate our experience, and then let it go. eventually we'll bring the attention back to the breath. Letting that serve as our focus point. As the mind wanders or thinks about the future, the past, we just let it be there, hanging in the background, like a conversation that might be happening, or radio noise. And we offer more of our attention to this breath, to this moment. So we'll continue with today's theme, which is finding ease in dis-ease. A lot of the times that dis-ease is coming up in the body, we might feel agitated, or there might be some pain. Or general discomfort. So if that is present for you, it's okay. And the first way we'll work with this is we'll bring our attention to that area that is agitated or uncomfortable. And we're just going to have a conversation with it. It might not be one particular area of the body, it could be the entire body, and it could also be the mind. So whatever the experience is, restlessness, agitation, wakefulness, we'll just say, I see you, I hear you, I feel you. And even though I don't love that you're here right now, I'm going to give you space. I know that the more I fight you, the more you fight back, which I understand. I don't know why you're here. I don't know what you're trying to help me with or tell me. But I trust that in the same way I am, you're doing your best. And so we have a conversation with this part of ourselves, or this experience, as if we're talking to a friend. We don't try to beat it up, because it'll just fight back. Start to become friendly with it, almost as if we were giving it a hug. This can be difficult at times, especially if it's something painful, a painful emotion, grief, sadness, or physical pain. So just doing the best you can. I'll give you a few moments in silence just to get acquainted with this part of you. And seeing if you can begin to embrace it, or at least be friendly toward it, letting it be there without fighting it. And once you feel like there's a bit more of a friendly relationship to this part of yourself, you can start to explore other areas in your body and in your experience that actually feel okay, that feel at ease, that feel like something you might want to cozy up to a little bit. Maybe there's a warmth in your body. Maybe there's a peace somewhere in your experience. And so for this portion, just finding some areas where you actually feel comfortable, where you feel at ease. And now we've broadened our ability to hold different experiences, the difficult ones and the good ones. And so as we continue with this meditation, just see if you can hold space for all of it. We don't need to fight what we don't want. And we don't need to grasp and hold on to what we do want. We just allow everything to exist in peace, at least to try out what that might be like. The more we resist and the more we hold on, the more agitation we create. So see if you can feel the peace of letting go and letting be. If you need to ground back into one aspect of your experience, you can reconnect to the breath, allowing it to settle your attention. We're coming to the end of our meditation here. As always, if you would like to continue with guidance, you can replay this meditation or one of the others. And if you're fading off, you can let my voice fade into silence as you drift into the night. I hope you sleep well. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow, and until then, take care.